For Ngāti Hini, they've been really busy. The kaimahi on the ground to speak in regards to providing community testing stations. So we've had one for the whole period during lockdown based up in Kawakawa. So from there, they've been testing whānau who can just drive through, get tested. At the same time, they're offering flu vaccines and any other immunisations that their children are behind on. They're also checking in general how whānau's health is, and if whānau need support, they're arranging for that support to go out to their homes. We've vaccinated well over 600 odd whānau just by doing those clinics, and here in the Whangarei region, our outreach clinics, we've done well over 200 just in the last 3 weeks. So they've been popular.
Once the invitation of the Pānui came for Pihiawari to be involved in this, and it was a great fit, particularly with Pihiawari, who's well known as a hauora space, or hauora marae, a beacon of real leadership in the role of hauora. It was just a natural fit to say yes, and based on the relationship that Pihiawari has had with a number of health organisations throughout the year, including Ngāti Hini Health Trust, it was very easy to say, yep, no mai, haere mai.
What also on offer here is to lean back into our own rongoā practices as well, to bring that as a suite of options in terms of prevention. That's where the magic will be. The marae can be a hub for that, and that's what we really enjoyed, being a hub of innovation and debate and discussion around how people see the world, and being able to facilitate that. And I think that's an opportunity moving forward in terms of prepping ourselves.
They're saying when they come through the drive-through is whānau wanted us to respect their time too, because sometimes health professionals kind of plan things around their availability opposed to whānau availability, and whānau are busy.
It's one of the things I would love to continue once our relationship with the pop-up clinics here is to continue to have wānanga and have some honest debates and discussions around what is vaccination, what are they putting in our arm, what are the pros and cons. And I think that sometimes it's the unknown, the fear of the unknown is, I think, a barrier.
The COVID gave us a opportunity and time to stop and reflect, but a lot of the things that we're basing our reflections on is we want to do that as a norm moving forward.